Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there at Entrepreneurial Nirvana, jbsba.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Sam's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a partner with Tatum Partners CFO, and an organization that has certified, chief financial officers and chief information officers all over the country, people that they're professionals, partners who work with companies all over the country to help companies grow and to maximize the value of their market penetration, and Sam polls those guys every month. Sam and his organization talks to those guys every month to get them to tell Sam what's going on out there in the real world, and they put that information together, and Sam reports it to us once a month, and we appreciate that. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be with you, Jim. It's always and nice to be able to visit with you and be able to share the results of our survey with your listeners.
I appreciate you doing it, and we appreciate the steadfast support you give for us. But before we get into the report, Sam, let's talk a little bit about some of the news this week, and that is that contrary to my prediction 8 months ago. And contrary to my prediction as of actually Monday, and contrary to my prediction on Monday, the Fed raised rates on Tuesday.
Yep.
They went up a quarter point, didn't they?
Well, they sure did. And so let's ask ourselves, why would they do that? If business conditions were just terrible and falling off a cliff, like sometimes the headlines seem to be indicating, would the Fed have raised the rate? I don't think so. Our survey indicates that things are slowing down a bit from the faster pace of earlier this year, but we're not falling off a cliff. We're doing fine.
Well, it's just it's kind of a little bit of taking a breath. I mean, a year ago, this quarter, the economy was overheated. I was in that quarter almost was in an overheated pace, and now it's back to a little bit of normalcy. Just a little bit of breath. But what happened on Monday, Sam, was I had two of our top economists on the show, and both of them predicted that the Fed would raise rates. I predicted that they wouldn't, because I don't like for anything to be unanimous. But the truth is, I really did think that the jobs picture that we got last week. On Friday, I guess it was, that only 38 or 39,000 jobs in the whole country have been created. I really thought that might have slowed them down. But they made this point, and I think you may be making the same point. Eleanor Solomon and Richard DeCaser both made the point that they felt that the market had already built in the economy, so to speak, had already built in a quarter point increase because the Fed had telegraphed that. And that it would actually have been more dangerous, in their opinion, to not raise rates than it would have been to raise rates.
If they had not raised rates, Jim, it might have been construed as an indication that the Fed was not as independent as we would like for it to be from the political considerations. Here we have an election coming up, and if you go back before the Greenspan days, there were times when coming election for an incumbent, they would have been pressured by the president of the administration. Oh, don't raise rates, you know, that could be bad for us. And this is a truly, I believe, independent Federal Reserve, and they made that point yesterday. And I think the market, in going up, Dow was up 130 points or so yesterday, it was confirmation that the market feels that it was the right thing to do, and in doing it, confirmed its independence. And that's positive for you and me and for all
right.
of us.
Well, it not only confirmed their independence, but it also confirmed that the Fed is believes that the economy is strong enough to stand that kind of an increase. And also, the other thing, the Fed had the luxury of having some room to add to interest rates without hurting the economy, didn't it?
I think that that's how they felt, because you know, they went up a quarter of a point, so that the federal funds rate is 1.5% now versus 1.25%. In the scheme, particularly in smaller businesses, but in the total scheme of most businesses, we don't. That won't be bothersome.
That quarter point won't be that big a deal, and I think you're right about that. Stand by, Sam. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get right into Sam's report, his survey, right after these messages. 2012. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum Partners, and we're talking about the Tatum Index of Business Conditions that Tatum Partners conducts once a month, and that Sam reports to us on once a month. Sam, tell us about what your folks told you about the economy last month.
Well, we conduct this every month as of the first of the month. We give them several days right at the month end, first of the month, and then we compile this. We have nearly 400 partners around the country in 30 markets, and we address businesses that are in a broad array of markets and industries. And so we think it's a representative sample of the total economy. And these are the guys who are out where the rubber meets the road. They're outsourced CFOs mainly, and some CIOs as well, information officers, and they are reporting on what they see among the clients that they're working for and in the markets where they're serving. And what they told us as of the 1st of August was that they see some weakness in the in overall conditions. Our index declined to 18 from 27 is still higher, however, than the first quarter, and anything over about 5 is in the positive range. So it was a decline, but not that doesn't put us in the in even the break even or negative. It's still in very positive territory. They say also in the past 30 days that 48% of our respondents saw things improving, and that's down from 51%, only slightly down, and the number that saw the percentage of our respondents that saw business getting worse during the last month was 11%. That's up from 9%. So it's like it's not as good, but it's not terrible.
But what is it? And why does it seem though, based on the numbers? I mean, if the responses are not that dramatic. Are people making it sound like that the economy has really, you know, taken a dip?
Well, because I think it's an inflection in the rate rather than an actual decline. We're used to during the past 12 months, we've had a really good uptick and a strong recovery. And sometimes
your rolling
don't
really
average recognize
has been,
how good it is when it's happening.
Your rolling average indicator has been looking pretty good for the last several months, hasn't it?
Well, we do a rolling average on the index that takes a 3-month rolling average, and it's actually been quite positive. In fact, it reached its the low point recently was in February, and our rolling average for our index was at 7.6. It rose to a high of about 24, and the 3-month rolling now is in about the 18 range. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. We think that if it's greater than 5, it's good. It's quite this index, by the way, is made up of ratios of the positive versus the negative trends reported by our respondents.
You know, another thing. Another thing, Sam, is that, you know, we don't need to take 1 month and get all excited about it one way or the other, either good or bad, do we? I mean, that's like the dangerous thing. You know, sometimes I've had seen people who had a great January. You know, they just have an incredible January, and they start annualizing those numbers. You know, they start saying, boy, if this the rest of the year goes like this, this is how much money we could make. You can't do that. You can't take 1 month and make it look like a trend, can you?
No, but 1 month can raise a flag. And so one of the values of our survey to our readers and those who go to our website and to your website, I think the survey is posted on yours as well as ours.
Yes.
Is that a month can raise a flag. 2 months raise a double flag, and 3 months is it can be a trend.
Yeah.
And so we see a current trending weakness from what we've experienced, but not going into negative territory.
Right. Well, so you think that what are you guys projecting for next month and the month after?
Well, looking out 60 days, 61% of our respondents indicated that they expected business conditions to get better. That compares to 66% who thought they would get better a month ago.
Right.
So that's down a little bit, but still, when you've
still
got 61% saying things are getting better, that's pretty good.
That's a lot of folks.
And now let's
that's
look
right.
at what number think that things are going to get worse in the next 60 days. Well, 2% compared to 1% last month. So it's still very much on the positive side, but not as positive as it had been. The backlogs look pretty, are holding up pretty well. Capital expenditures a little bit negative. There's some weakness in capital expenditure commitments, both in the last 30 days and in the next 60. But headcounts in our survey look pretty stable. In fact, up just slightly. The number of our respondents reporting improvements in headcounts in the last 30 days was 32% versus 30% a month ago.
And also, even though the jobs growth picture wasn't all that good this last month, the unemployment rate actually went down a tenth of a point to 5.5.
Yeah.
And so there are some good indicators out there. And I think one of the biggest ones, though, is the Fed feels strongly enough about the economy that they thought they could raise rates in the face of some news that we didn't like. When we come back, I'm going to ask Sam how much he feels the election cycle is affecting the economy right now, and what's the difference between small business and big business in what's going on right now. And that's coming up after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you.
We're back. It's 7:10. I'm Jim Lessingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend. He's with Tatum Partners. And Sam, give us your website, please.
Yes, TatumPartners.com, TATUM Partners.com.
And you can find the survey there, folks. You can write on their homepage. You can find a link to the PDF of the survey that he I know Sam would love for you to have. It's free. Just check it out when you get a chance. Or if you're on my site on the homepage, at the bottom of the page, you'll see a link to a couple of surveys there. You'll find the Tatum survey and the NFIB survey, the Small Business Survey there. Both of those are there. And I know Sam would be very happy for you to take those and use them to your benefit if you can. And I encourage you to do that. I think you'll find some information there that maybe will help you with your long-range planning, certainly maybe planning for the rest of this year. Sam, a couple of questions.
Sure.
The marketplace hates uncertainty. Marketplace, capital is a coward, as they say. And right now we've got some uncertainty about what's going to happen with a number of things. We got a terror attack planned, you know, that they're working on very hard to prevent. We got an election coming in. We don't know who the president's going to be next January, and that's making the economy a little jittery, don't you think?
Well, it makes the market pretty jittery, but whether or not it's really slowing down the economy, maybe. Certainly, any time you have an increase in the perception of risk or uncertainty, it takes its toll on the stock market, but let's ask whether or not it takes a toll on our actual sales. Do people close off their pocketbooks? Well, we may be seeing some of that. The consumer has been a little tight recently. It's not, I don't think, it is a combination of things, and it does take some toll. But that will be over pretty soon when the election takes place. That'll be behind us. And the terror situation, the international situation, will be with us for a while. But the market seems to be holding up, and I think the consumers will continue to spend as long as we don't have a major event.
What do you think about the difference between the way this current situation is affecting small business and large businesses? You got a perspective on that?
Yes, I do. You know, we in our survey, some of our partners are working or engaged with small businesses, some medium and some large, some that address local markets, some that address regional markets, and some that address national and international markets. And so in our survey, we make a distinction in the results of how things are going. And in the early part and up until very recently, the small businesses have been the most positive. They've been responding. But in their most recent survey, the international, those serving international and national markets, and those are, that are in the middle and large categories of businesses, were more positive than the small business. And what that tells us is that while large business may be slower to respond to good news and may be slower to respond to bad news too, they do catch up. So for the small, those who are your listeners in small businesses, you've done great so far in this up cycle, but watch out, look over your shoulder, here come the big guys, because they're gearing up, and I think it's maybe a little some changes going on here.
Well, you know, Sam, the thing about it is that because we are able to react so quickly, and we're a lot more nimble. If you look at the sort of the wave effect of our cycles, our ups and downs, our cycles are going to be steeper up and steeper down than the big companies. They just don't move that fast. They don't have to move that fast. And as you say, they're going to be a little slower in and out of the cycles. And we're going to, you know, we're going to be a little more, our movements are going to be more dramatic, aren't they?
Yes, the smaller business movements are more dramatic, and they're sooner. Because one of the advantages that we have is our nimbleness in small business, our nimbleness and fast reaction, and that gives us, that's our advantage. So we move faster and more dramatically in the upticks and in the downticks.
Yeah, exactly. Sam, I want to remind folks before we go, Sam, about Tatum. Folks, if you need somebody to help you take your company to the next level from a financial standpoint or from an information technology standpoint, you can find folks at, you can talk to the folks at Tatum. I encourage you to do that. And they will, you can get somebody part-time in their organization. So you can get a powerful person without hiring them full-time, right, Sam? That's the way it works.
We can do it part-time, we can do it temporary, or we can do it permanent. And
right.
We are the outsource for CFOs and CIOs.
At TatumPartners.com, I encourage you to check them out. Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next month.
Great. Thank you, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't forget, you're my heroes. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.